At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
It has been quite a while since we've recorded an episode here. Not just my guests, but even me, myself. It's been a while, so I was taking a quick break, ruining my life to Dragon's Dogma and Halo. But we are back to talk about the Halo TV show. Season 2 is finally over. We're going to catch up on all things Halo here. Talk about how we felt about it, what we want to see from it still, because I think it's going to get a season 3. But to help me do that is none other than Yeti himself from the Frogs community. Yeti, welcome back to the podcast, man.
Hi.
It's good to have you back. How you been?
Good. Good. Just grinding away on the Halo, pretty much.
Yeah. That hero rank isn't going to earn itself. I mean, you know, no. We were just talking about it before we hit record, but it's like, it is going to be badass to have Chief's armor in multiplayer, like play firefight with Chief's armor, play big team. I am very much looking forward to it. Hoping that the Yappening, which comes out this Tuesday, is actually going to have a big team Fiesta again as the promotional playlist, because I am very much looking forward to the cosmetics for this event, but I'm hoping that there's some other secrets that they kind of just throw at us. Honestly, the consistency of the updates lately have been pretty remarkable. We'll touch on that in a little bit, but we'll go ahead and kind of catch up with what we've been up to. Is there anything you've been up to outside of gaming that you'd like to share?
No, not really. You know, just doing the whole dad thing and, you know, cooking, being the chef at the school and all that stuff. So, yeah, vibing.
You're like, it consists of being married, fatherhood, work, gaming, all that fun stuff. There's the start of the show. It's like they know when you're on a podcast, like, because when you're streaming, this doesn't happen too often. But when you're on a podcast,
every once in a while, but yeah, during podcasts, he's like, "Oh, who's that?"
Yeah, he's like, I gotta stop in real quick. No, that's great, man. I'm glad things are going well. Obviously, the streaming's been going well, and you're kicking ass at that. Really grinding out there. It's definitely a grind for all of us. A little discouraging at times, I would say, but at the same time, it's been a lot of fun. For me, I've been basically doing the same thing, just working. I'm not a father. I'm not married, but I've been working. I've been working a lot, doing what we do best. You got Easter, obviously, is today, so we've just been really hard at work, making sure all the stores are ready for Easter. And then now I got the Coachella Festival and Stagecoach, which are pretty huge festivals coming up, and we're looking really good for that. But also with work, I just recently won Manager of the Year, District Manager of the Year. It was crazy. Obviously, there's so many people in the company on the west side, so they just did it on a Teams call, but I had to give my acceptance speech in front of basically 1,700 people. It was fucking crazy, but all of the support and people said that I killed it afterwards is kind of remarkable. Honestly, this entire week has been me smiling at work because I'm like, wow, dude, I did it. I mean, I don't know. It's insane. I'm not even a full year as a manager, and in my time so far, I already, garnered enough success to win that award. So it's pretty amazing. And then shout out to my sales reps. They actually won sales reps of the year. So just my team completely just took that. And I don't know. It's been amazing. It's been all of us feel the same, where it's just remarkable. I got a dating episode coming out soon. I did go on a date this week. I'll keep it short and sweet, but basically I realized I'm not ready to date. It's not for me. But I did go to a winery, and they comped both rounds of my drinks because I put my business card down and I was like, what do I get? And honestly, I didn't do a douchey like that, but I won't lie. It was the coolest experience I think I've ever had. They were like, oh yeah, what do you want? Like, whatever you want, you can have it. And I was like, oh, wait, what the fuck? So it's nice to get comped in an industry. I've always heard about it for like the 5 years I've been there. So to finally do it was cool. But yeah, dating sucks. I don't want to do it. I'm not ready for it yet. I'm gonna go ahead and put that on the back burner. Lesson learned. Although the chick was cool as shit, it's just more of a me thing. Shout out to her, she's cool. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. But let's talk about Halo. We have the TV series. You finally were able to basically binge watch the whole season. And what would you say are just like your general thoughts of it? Like, walking away from the season finale, how do you feel about it?
It's going in the right direction. I feel like, I mean, there's small nitpicky things that just because I'm a lore fanatic, it gets to me a little bit, but like at the same time, it's part of the Halo universe, and it doesn't have to be the exact story, but I like where they're going with it. The final episode was awesome. I really enjoyed it. It made me get hyped for whatever they got going for season three. And
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
and I just gotta say, their interpretation of how they did the flood was all I can say is I'm excited for season three from what they've shown with the flood so far, because I've been waiting for something like that to happen for, I mean, since Halo started, since.
Yeah.
So I really like where it's going so far.
Yeah, so I agree. I think there's a lot of nitpicking we can do throughout the entire season. I think the first thing to start off with, which isn't really a nitpick, it's just the truth. Like, I think the fall of Reach was such a so abysmal to what it could have been. I know because of like budgets and stuff, they really couldn't do what we experienced in the video games or the books. But one episode in a corridor isn't really, or like the ending of Reach in a corridor is stupid, because when they were going through the city and they was being attacked, it was so badass. And like, we had an opportunity for like a Black Hawk Down Halo-esque moment where it's like, we could draw this out for 2 episodes. They easily could have done that. And it's just such a shame that we didn't get that extended fight. I mean, it's such a huge loss, that did technically happen in only hours in the lore. So while it does suck, it does kind of make sense too, because it was happened so fast. Excuse me. Like, the fact that, Keyes died the way he did was like kind of lame. Bannock's death was actually pretty cool. It's still sad as shit, but it was cool, man. Like, he went out like a boss, and it just it you know I knew he was gonna die because they kind of focus on his character just enough to make you like him. With the birds and stuff, and like how he took out his chip and he's like finding his human self. I knew he was gonna die. Honestly, I thought they all were. But that's my biggest gripe. But overall, the season's good. I do hate that Chief's not in his armor. I don't care about the helmet thing because he takes his helmet off in the books all the time. However, I would have liked to
The
see him
armor thing,
fight in what's that?
I was just saying the armor thing, sorry.
So I would have liked to see him in the Mjolnir just a little bit more. That was a little lackluster. But Honestly, the fight scene, so like across the board, all the fight scenes are damn near flawless. Like they did a really, really good job. The choreography is amazing. The CGI is not bad at all. Hidden Xperia really pointed it out, and it's true. Like I wish the Covenant interior was purple and blue. It all looks like bland and gray and stuff. So it would have been cool to like go that distance, which is kind of the irritating thing too, because even Soren, when he grabs his gun from the ship to go save his wife and kid, it's just like an AK again. It's like, can we just stick with the consistency here? Because like they do something so, it's like almost like a classic 343 tale at this point. They do so many things right, and then they do all these little things wrong, and it's like, well, why couldn't you just be consistent throughout the whole process? Give Soren a fucking battle rifle, make the Covenant stuff look like the Covenant. Like it's really not that hard. I don't know why they can't do that. Because everything else looks good. When the guns are the UNSC guns, they're perfect. Again, the fight scenes, the energy swords, the Banshee, like all the vehicles look incredible. The UNSC like military bases, you know, all the ships, everything looks great. Even the uniforms look good. So it's like we really just couldn't, you know, be consistent like 10 more percent. It's very weird to me. Now, as far as the flood goes, I actually kind of am in the same boat. I do like the way they did it. However, I was hoping they'd go for a more grotesque route like Halo 1 and 2, where they just immediately become the combat forms. Because I think that would have looked really good. But I think the flood is my favorite thing about Halo. So I don't know. There's a lot of opportunity here for them to do with the 343 Guilty Spark mission. I really hope that at least they commit to in the season three, but I'm scared and we'll find out. I thought the fight with the Arbiter was perfect. It was really well done. They definitely are liking Chief holding an energy sword, but a lot of promo, honestly, and even like collectibles and stuff always have Chief with a sword. So I guess that's cool. I would have liked to see him use more guns and shit. But he still outsmarted the Arbiter with a grapple shot, and that was fucking sick. That was
Yeah, it
like
was.
really, really cool. And that would be something he does. So, like, again, when Chief is in his suit, when he's like ready to fight, like it's Chief. Like 100% it's the Chief from the video games. And then there's also this side where it's kind of humanized, and I don't really mind that too much. I feel like they did a good job here, kind of bringing him more back to himself rather than season one, where he's kind of just a bitch.
Yeah,
And
for
then
sure.
in one season alone, they made me hate but also redeem Ackerson. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be the new Keyes, where he's the one that gets infected as the Gravemind on the ring before they blow it, or yeah, before they blow it up. I'm assuming now at this point they're just going to follow the games. I feel like they should. However, the lore stuff with like the Forerunners and Quan, basically, I'm assuming it's a Gravemind talking to her and like creating these visions. It's actually kind of sick, dude. Like they
I
did a
like
pretty
it.
good job. Is there like any moment or anything at all that like really excited you the most from that you saw? You're like, all right, that was amazing.
Honestly, like when they're in the jail scene when the girl first when you first see the flood, the way that fucking the flood came out of her body, I mean, I thought that was like I got chills watching that. I was like, oh shit, it's a flood already. Oh, okay, this is okay, they're cooking. I was like, oh damn. So yeah, from then on I had to watch it all after that, because I don't know, it just pulled me in seeing that infection form just take over. It was really cool.
I agree. Like seeing the tentacle come out, like I was like, oh shit. Like it was like legit the whole tentacle, like it's supposed to be. And I thought that was very impressive. I couldn't agree more. And it was very well done in like the CGI and stuff. Like it wasn't bad looking at all.
No.
And it immediately gave you that sense of like tension and fear and horror that the flood causes the players who played Combat Evolved first.
Hey, Ryan.
So, but.
My daughter's calling. Could.
Oh yeah, I'll pause. Go ahead, do your thing.
Okay.
All right, so we're back. Yeti's got some hot pockets. What hot pockets do you have?
Ham
Those ham
and
and cheese?
cheese. Yeah,
Fuck yeah, dude. People say pepperoni's the best. I'm a ham and cheese guy. Ham and cheese is king. It's perfect.
hoped.
It's exactly what it needs to be and nothing more.
Yep, pepperoni is too greasy.
Yeah, it is super greasy. So yeah, we kind of left off talking about like the flood and what we hope to see in season three. And I was thinking about it right now, it's gonna be pretty cool to see like the flood versions of the Covenant too. So
Yeah, I think they're holding off on that, honestly.
as they
They're
probably
like, we
should.
need a bigger budget.
Yeah, they definitely need a bigger budget to just kind of. I would hope that Combat Evolved takes. It's not going to happen because Reach took two episodes. But I would say Combat Evolved should be like a whole season. Like, they should definitely do like a season for each game at this point because Combat Evolved has so many things they can talk about, especially the Marine who went through the library by himself and almost survived, which is fucking crazy. There's just like there's opportunities in here to really do some lore stuff that a lot of people don't know about. It is pretty exciting to hope for the future of the show. Because I feel like we're also kind of getting rid of the bullshit storylines too. Like they're all kind of converged now, so we can kind of just bring it back to Chief and call it a day. So if Quan can die, that'd be cool.
I think they felt like, sorry, I think that the makers of the show felt like they had to put all this like side stuff in there to fill it in, but they didn't need that at all. But they did it. They did it their way, but
Yeah, like classic TV show.
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
From Friday night football to the county fair, from picnics in the park to hometown parades, from big cities to small towns, we are proud to serve our communities. Last year, we volunteered 19,000 hours and donated $5 million to local charities. Because lending a hand to a neighbor and investing in the people and places around us is the right thing to do. We are Park National Bank, and we are proud to serve you.
Member FDIC.
Where they think they
Yeah.
had to put a bunch of filler stuff in there. It's like, no, nah, I mean, that filler could have been fights. It could have been like the war itself, you know? But I kind of like how they turned Quan into a cold-blooded killer in this season. There's no
Yeah.
explanation for it, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't even care. Like, it made her character way more interesting. So I don't mind the Quan stuff. I hope that it all leads to something good, to be honest. Maki can die, that'd be cool. It's just like such a useless character to bring back. It's so fucking stupid. Like, I don't know, it's so frustrating. Cortana's actually her new design, I hated it at first, but then it kind of grew on me the more she got screen time. I thought that was very interesting. Because I thought the Jen Taylor version of it in season one was perfect, like a perfect Cortana. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But honestly, she looks great too. Like the more the season goes and she's on screen, I'm like, I am okay with this. Like they did fine.
Yep, I
It was a
agree.
weird change. I don't think it needed to happen, but whatever.
No.
What did you think of the Arbiter killing his own people kind of throughout the whole season?
I thought that fight was badass on his ship when he fought against the prophet or whatever. I thought that
Yeah.
was badass.
Yeah,
And I think that I don't know. In a way, him like killing his own people at that point when he's trying to redeem himself, it makes sense. But
Yeah, it
no.
kind of shows how desperate he is to redeem himself too. And yeah. a lot of people hated it at first, but I'm like, no, he would, an arbiter would definitely kill his own people for getting in his way, like 100%. So
agreed.
I like what they did with him. And again, I thought the fight with him was cool. I like that he wanted to die by Chief. Like that was such a, I like the honor system that they kind of have in the Halo universe, because a lot of what's that?
Sorry. I'm glad they kept it in the movie or in the show. It's like he wanted an honorable death if he was going to die.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And, you know, a lot of the species in this Halo universe definitely are built upon the honor. Like even Escheron when he dies at the end of Infinite. Is there anything? I mean, yeah, we talked about the good, talked about the bad. I just realized when we paused it, we were just kind of like finishing up the Halo conversation. Right. Is there anything else about the Halo show that you'd like to really spotlight? Anything else that you want from it? Maybe that we haven't got yet by any chance?
No one. Why are you bringing this noisy stuff in here when you know I'm doing something? Go away.
Have kids, they said.
Take that cat toy away from me. Noah, downstairs. I swear to God. You'll be my, like, I swear. Thank you for turning it off. Okay. The only thing that I like how they brought, or how the infection happened because they went into an ancient artifact or whatever. I thought the flood would have happened after they got on the Halo. But
yeah.
That's the only thing I nitpicked about that I wanted to say something about, because it didn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't for them finding that lab on Onyx, it would have been weird to me, but it actually kind of made sense. But I still thought it was a bold choice to do it before the ring. I do agree with that, where it's like, oh, okay, I guess we're doing this.
It worked.
It did work. It just works. I was like, oh shit, I guess we're doing this, when I saw the little infection form. I was like, this is actually going to happen right now. And then obviously the infection form kept getting bigger and bigger, which I thought was really cool, because I could see it doing that, like a dormant infection like that. And then it grows. And so the infection forms get pretty big, because they're actually like the size of my damn head. Like they're pretty huge in terms of scale. I think it would have been cool to see a little bit more fights with the Covenant, maybe with like the Warthogs, definitely with some more vehicle stuff. But I know, like, budget reasons, you probably can't do that all the time. One of the things about the show, though, is in terms of its weekly listing or ratings, in terms of its popularity, the Halo show was about like top five or something. So it actually did really, really good in terms of viewership, again, just like its predecessor. So I guess we'll have to see what happens with that. But we do have the Fallout TV show coming out next week, and looks flawless. It literally looks like the fucking video games, from the dialogue to the music, the scenery. I mean, every single thing about that show, and it all comes out at once. Like, I get to binge watch that shit. I'm about to binge watch it on stream or something.
Right. Well, and it's also, you got to look at it from two different company standpoints. Like, you're getting a Halo TV show from Paramount, but a Fallout series from Amazon. Like, Amazon's gonna look better. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, it's definitely gonna look better, which is kind of a shame too, though, because it's like, I don't know, it's a double-edged sword, because Rings of Power is such shit. Yeah. But then I feel like this is like Todd Howard's moment to redeem himself in front of a lot of people. Because I feel like the authenticity of the show is definitely because he's so involved in the project. I hate to give like one person credit, but it definitely feels like that might be the case, because they consulted him on so much shit with what they're trying to go for. And I thought it was really cool how they're kind of doing like a Fallout 5 thing. So like this show is basically like Fallout 5, which I thought was like really cool. I'm totally down for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I got really into Fallout. Like, I was kind of late to the party, but I got into Fallout with New Vegas. But
Oh man, that's like everyone's favorite one. I need to finish it. I never did,
yeah,
but
I got into that, and then I played 4, and then Fallout 76. I didn't get into because it was more of a PvPE kind of thing, and I don't know. It just wasn't really what I was into.
when was the last time did you actually play 76? I mean, I suppose
When
it's
it first came
been,
out.
I would say, you'd probably be better off going back after you get hero rank on Infinite, because that would be a cool grind, because they added so many characters and stories and quest lines. There's actually a lot of content there for someone who's coming back to it at launch.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
yeah, there's a ton of shit to do, and then once you're done, that's it, and then you can fuck off and do whatever you want. So,
Yeah, I need to get into something after your hero ring. So.
yeah, Dragon's Dogma, it's waiting for you. It's calling your name.
Know. Jameson, let Luna in, please.
Yeah, I would say, the Halo show is good. It's not bad. It could be worse, and it was worse. That's what season one's for. I know this makes me wish I did posted video podcasts, like just to see you go through life while recording.
Fucking right.
It's funny for me, but people are like, wow, there's a lot of dead silence. I'm like, no, there ain't no dead air here. Like, there's
No,
something going on,
there's always something going
whether it's kids invading or fucking eating hot pockets.
or old ass dogs barking at the wind.
Oh, checks out. Yeah, when I move my office chair up here in the second floor, the dogs go nuts because they think someone's at the door. It's hilarious. All right, well, that's pretty much it. Is there anything else you really want to talk about today? I mean, obviously it's Easter Sunday, so both of us have things to do, but is there anything else you want to touch on? I was gonna have you back on again so we can kind of like talk about basically the fake season six that we got, because Yappening starts on Tuesday. So maybe give like that a week, and then like kind of talk about the network model and maybe see what they do next, because the Yappening was
Sounds
the
good.
last event they had planned before they announced new stuff.
Yeah, before they announce new stuff. I don't know. The one thing I just want to say is that I'm really liking the networking model right now. At first, when it first came out, I was honestly upset. But at the same time, they were still trying to shave it, make it clean. There were still little issues, and they kind of do these soft patches that like the player base doesn't even notice that they do it, but they do. And now it's great, and I'm a ninja enthusiast, so I'm glad they took phasing away. Like phasing through each other because we were getting ninjas that we weren't supposed to be getting ninjas on.
Oh, okay,
So
I see what you're saying.
it's nice to have body collision back in Halo because this game has been without body collision since launch and every other Halo's had it. So it's nice to have body collision back in the game.
That's in the game?
Body collision is in the game now. Yes.
For teammates or just opponents?
For everybody.
I feel like I haven't noticed that at all.
Like you can run through your teammates pretty much, but you can't even run through teammates really. You can't phase through enemies anymore.
Oh,
So
okay.
if you're gonna ninja somebody, you're gonna ninja somebody, and you have to jump over them. Actually jump over them.
I got tuned last night when this
See?
guy kept chasing me and I fucked him up. I was proud of
I'm
it.
proud of you,
Thank you.
Mr. Don't Go for Ninjas.
Yeah, gotta hate him. Shoot
Always
your gun.
banning them in my freaking streams.
I need you to shoot your damn guns, okay? Yeah, I think we'll pretty much leave it at that. I'm not gonna lie, I'm starving as shit. I've been up off and on since like 2 a.m.
Fair enough.
We'll catch back up with like the rest of the Halo Infinite. We'll kind of do like a deep dive into where we're at now and what we can expect moving forward, because honestly, they might announce some stuff by the next time you're on, which I'd probably give it like a week or two. But I think that'd be sick to have you come back on and talk about like basically what was season six as a whole and where we're going to be at. Cause they're going to reveal something. I'm sure of it, at least some kind of roadmap. So,
yeah, because I think they're at the end of Halo Infinite though, with live updates anyway. So I'm hoping they go out with a bang, honestly. But
I think what they should do is just drop all fucking, you know, uncooked content and just give us it. Who gives a fuck? Like,
the just Falcon, give us all the vehicles, give us all the guns, give us everything, and then go work on the next Halo. Like, we'll be good for the next couple of years.
Just seriously. Fucking
drop everything. And because this networking model it's working. So it's really now good. We just need more content because this game is, I mean, you can't really do much with the content they have.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll leave it at that. Yeti, thank you so much for being back on the podcast. It is fucking wonderful to have you on as much as we can. Where can the people find you and what do you got going on?
I'm mostly I just post on TikTok. Frog City on TikTok, Frog City on all socials. Mostly just trying to do the, you know, the streaming grind. So I'll be probably be live tonight. Actually, we might do some frog customs if anyone wants to join up on that. So
nice. All right, man. Well, shit. Happy Easter to you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good Sunday, and we'll see you on the next episode. Peace.